This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Five people are expected to enter pleas in the Elijah McClain case today in Adams County Court. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Three former police officers and two paramedics face felony charges for McClain's death, including manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. They were indicted in 2021 and have been in months of delays caused by multiple motions filed by defense attorneys. A judge this week ruled there would be three trials for the five defendants, though. One trial for the first officer who responded, another for the paramedics, and a third for the other two officers. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Colorado man is suing the Denver Archdiocese under the state's new Child Sexual Abuse Accountability Law for being abused by a priest. The act went into effect last year and ends the statute of limitations for victims to sue their abusers. Kurt Zahner is the lawyer in the case.
For the past six decades, have gone to great lengths to conceal these types of abuses, to hide in church records the true nature of the abuse, and to discourage victims from coming out and speaking out against them and seeking accountability.
The case names former priest Timothy Evans, who was convicted and served time for child abuse. A lawsuit was filed yesterday morning against the Archdiocese, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Parish in Fort Collins, and Evans. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up this hour, it's Science Friday. Thank you for joining us.